Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, aka Be True, and this is for the United States. It's a late night, early morning show. It's 2 a.m. Central Standard Time where I am in the capital city of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, where we will be on a stay-at-home order beginning Friday morning at 12:01 a.m. Our mayor, Lumumba, announced today at a 3 p.m. conference that effective at 12:01, at first I thought it meant midnight Saturday morning, but midnight 12:01 Friday, April 3rd, Jackson, Mississippi will be it would be mandatory a stay-at-home executive order, civil emergency that the mayor signed earlier this year is definitely in effect. And right after the mayor's 3 o'clock press conference, the governor of the state of Mississippi announced a shelter-in-place executive order effective for the entire state. All counties, the entire state is under a shelter in place executive order. So executive orders by the mayor of the capital city of Jackson, of Mississippi, Mayor Lumumba, will be effective at 12:01 Friday, and on 5 p.m. on Friday evening, the governor, Tate Reeves, announced that a shelter-in-place order will be effective at 5 p.m. All non-essential businesses will be closed. Parts. Ross, many of you that know a lot about Mississippi, the famous Ross Barnett Reservoir will be shut down. No boating, no fishing. My friends in Tesoma, Ross Barnett Reservoir is like Lake Tesoma. It will be shut down. My friends in Oklahoma tell me that also the state of Oklahoma is under a stay-at-home order also. Well, most states, I think there's only like a couple states, maybe a few states that are not under shelter-in-place or stay-at-home orders right now. But that's so we can slow the spread of coronavirus or COVID-19. And if I sound a little lit, you guys, believe it, I am. I'm not sipping tea. My sister celebrated her birthday yesterday, 65 years young, and she brought me just a half a glass of a NJ mixed drink. And that was a couple hours ago, and I've slowly been sipping on it, but I'm feeling really, really comfortable. So I can intelligibly I just want to let you know, hey, some of my listeners around the world might hear, like, hey, I know that sound. I'm just letting you know, last time when I broadcast, I was busy eating peaches. Not this time. But you guys, sending love and prayers all around the world. Thank you to my friends and devoted listeners that have been sharing so much important information regarding other important topics, but the number one topic we all are so concerned about, coronavirus. And it's getting to the point where some of us either know someone or know someone and know someone that have been affected by coronavirus, or we've been affected when we see our favorite celebrities or our athletes have been affected by coronavirus. You know? So, and then just recently, Coach Sean Payton, the songwriter and leader of the band that created Stacey's Mom. Tonight it was reported that he has passed away from complications from coronavirus. And it's just an awesome DJ in New Orleans recently passed away from coronavirus. And even D.C., who that guy, he recently told me that he had a family member to pass away from coronavirus in New Orleans just a couple of nights ago. DJ Reginald Swinton in Detroit, Michigan, whom I share a lot of his work, and he's a product of Jackson State, if I'm not mistaken. We knew each other back in the day. One of their local celebrities in the DJ community in Detroit, Michigan, recently passed away, DJ Irvis Breakdown. So definitely sending love out to the Detroit DJ community also. So it's important and for all of us to really take this seriously and to be law-abiding citizens also. And at the same time, you know, follow, if we're going to do certain things, follow the rules and regulations to slow the spread of coronavirus. But I'm in my native state city, Jackson, Mississippi, and as of Friday morning at 12:01, it would be a stay-at-home executive order, which begins at 12:01, and that's based on a civil emergency that Mayor Lumumba signed on earlier this month. And then again, our governor, Tate Reeves, who I campaigned and voted for, also 30 minutes, the state is under a shelter at home. And non-essential businesses are closed. And one thing that the mayor stressed is that we would not be incarcerated in our homes, because that's what I was concerned about. You know, my love and I are in different counties right now. He's in Simpson County. I'm in Hines County. Terry, and he wants to send his love out to you guys. He's listening to the show, and he's looking forward to being a part of the show, even close to the show, to share some of his concerns and talk with you all. And big shout out to you, Terry. Love you much. But this is something. But we all around the world, we all need each other, and that's something we've always talked about. I have noticed, and I've read articles, many people are suicidal. And you guys know I've had fans to call in being suicidal in the show. One fan called in. You remember you guys telling me I was ready to commit suicide right then and there. But one thing I've noticed with my social media friends and friends that I've known in real life, I have been suicidal recently. And I read an article earlier yesterday that a young lady in the UK committed suicide at age 19 because she could not take doing the self-isolation. It was too much for her to handle. And she committed suicide, and because she was a organ donor and signed that at age 12, three of the kids were able to get different parts of her, you know, our vital organs. But we're alone together, right? We're doing self-isolation, we're quarantining. At the same time, it's important for us to reach out to each other and still communicate and be there for one another. Because, again, I've read that article, but in recent weeks, I have had Facebook friends and people in real life that have been suicidal and had negative thoughts. And so it's important for us to before coronavirus, it was important for us to be there for one another, just dealing with the ups and downs and the roller coaster of life. But right now, it is really important, really important. Reading that article and then knowing personally what I've been dealing with on social media and with Facebook friends expressing openly that they are suicidal, it is, and one of my friends, Shanna J Music on Facebook, that I befriended via Scar in Pennsylvania. One thing that she does regularly, she do mental checks with friends, and that's really important. Check in with your friends and your family, and also let people know how you are doing. Because sometimes those of us that are always the ones there that people lean their heads on their shoulder, sometimes we need somebody to embrace and somebody that we can lean our head on their shoulder. And so it's important to reach out to one another and be there for one another. Doing this ordeal, this pandemic, this outbreak, more than ever. And then, you know, we're dealing with this, but we're still dealing with other things. But, you know, thank God that the governments in various countries, U.S., been the leader of the world, thank God they're leading by example also and assisting the public with something that is beyond our control. The stimulus checks should be in the mail in direct deposits within 3 weeks. Thank God. On Friday, the SBA will be helping out those that have been that are independent contractors, those that have been that have sole proprietorships like myself, and we can apply for loans, and those loans will be converted into grants that you don't have to pay back. And that's one thing that I mentioned to some of my friends that I worked with on the primary presidential election day on March 10th. They asked me, well, what have the Republican Party or Trump done for people blacks? Well, the SBA is available, and there are many things that can help people. That was March the 10th. And that was my, I remember Abraham Lincoln. And then they were like, well, that was long ago. And then Jim Crow came after that. And then my answer was the SBA, which is helping a lot of people. Independent contractors, if you're a plumber, if you're a sole proprietor, small businesses on Friday can also get help from them. But the stimulus check should be out. Definitely file your income taxes, 2018, 2019. 2019, if you haven't already, I already filed my 2019, and I filed my 2018. But I have some concerns about my 2018, but your most recently filed tax information is what's important, is what it would be based on. So stimulus checks should be arrived soon. Definitely update your information and your direct deposit and your mailing address. Also, remember, yesterday was Census Day, so definitely fill out your census form, get them in, mail them in, do it online, whatever it means, definitely fill out that, because that's real important also. And see, I'm talking from the top of my head on this right now. Let's see, because I do have my notes. And I do want to recap what I talked about on Sunday and what I talked about on previous shows, because those are that is information that the government and leaders and just all of us everyday people want everybody to be educated on and to know, so we can slow the spread and save lives and hurry and find a cure and a vaccine that is effective to save lives. Because this is really crazy, really caught all of us worldwide off guard. And I'm going to conclude the show for prayer, but it's not time to conclude the show yet. So I'm going to do a recap right quick of the show before the last show when it comes to the World Health Organization. WHO, WHO.int. Remember what is important. Do the five. Think of a high five. Help stop coronavirus, COVID-19. One, hands. Wash them often. Two, elbow. Cough into your elbow. Your face. Something been someone that's been in beauty, skincare industry since I was a little girl. And so that my teacher, Miss Lucy, Savaru, was taught at Ogle School in Dallas. Now keep your hands off your face, you know. It's something that many of us always been taught. Keep your hands off your face. Number three, don't touch your face. Four, space, keep safe distance. Those of us that enjoy our personal space and those that know how important personal space is, it's having that personal space, but then extra, 6 feet. Home, stay if you can. something that I had talked about also on the previous show is the do's and don'ts of handling masks. Put on, use, and take off and dispose masks. Coronavirus disease, aka COVID-19. This is advice for the public. When and how to use masks. If you are healthy, you need to wear a mask if you are taking care of a person with suspected 2019 NCOV infection. Now the CDC and the government are saying what many of us have been saying. We all need to be wearing masks. I haven't yet gotten my mask. I do have gloves, and I do wear my gloves, because, like I said, we still had a box of gloves, some gloves from where my sister and I and others were caregiving for our mother, our late mother. My sister, she ordered some awesome reusable masks, but if those masks are disposable, one-time use, when you are finished using them, you discard them. So I'm confirming that I'm still on air and that you guys can hear me. Okay. So if you are healthy, you only need to wear a mask if you are taking care of a person with suspected 2019 NCOV infection. That is the medical term, I'm assuming. Now it's important because we don't want to inhale it. Also, it's important for all of us to wear a mask and shields and gloves. Wear a mask if you are coughing or sneezing. Masks are effective only when used in combination with frequent hand cleaning with alcohol-based hand rub, and that means hand sanitizer. And just basic soap and water, what all of us do anyway, right? Replace the mask with a new one as soon as it is damp, and do not reuse single-use masks. To remove the mask, remove it from behind. Do not touch the front of the mask. Discard immediately in a closed bin. Clean hands with alcohol-based and rub with the sanitizer or soap and water. Before putting on a mask, clean your hands properly with alcohol-based hand rub, sanitizer, or soap and water. Cover your mouth and nose with a mask and make sure that there are no gaps between your face and the mask. Avoid touching the mask while using it. If you do, clean your hands with alcohol-based hand rub, sanitizer, or soap and water. Replace the mask with a new one as soon as it is damp. I'm repeating this, and do not reuse single-use masks. So that is all about masks. And then I know that in the last broadcast I mentioned that I would talk more about gloves, but one tip about gloves is if you're wearing gloves throughout the day, it's important to layer your gloves. Put maybe three gloves on so when you've switched over to different tasks, like driving your car or riding public transportation or grocery shopping or handling an infant or a senior, whatever, when you have on layers, you finish one task, then you can take that glove off, those gloves off, and go on to your next duty. So do not spread germ and bacteria. So that's one thing about one good point that I had read in, about gloves. Because if you wear the same pair of gloves all day, what's good of that? Because that pair gets filthy, dirty, with a lot of bad bacteria. So layer. I hear a lot of medical, in the article it stated that that's what medical professionals do. You notice that. They put on layers of gloves. So for those civilians of us, that's what we need to do too. So when we change tasks, we take up gloves and throw them away, okay? So I read also in something that the president and his team have been sharing of the guidelines, and that's what's effective now, nationally, federally. We are under executive order that has been extended from the 17th to April 30th. Here in Jackson, Mississippi, we're at a stay-at-home order that begins on Friday, 12/1, ends on the 17th. The shelter-at-home executive order presented by the governor, Tate Reeves, it is from Friday at 5 p.m. to April the 20th. And I know more states than not are under similar stay-at-home, shelter-at-home executive orders. So, day before yesterday, the governor had stated that the county of Lauderdale would be under a stay-at-home order. Nursing homes there had been affected, and a couple of nursing homes throughout the state. I'm praying for the nursing homes and just all of us. And sadly, I hear and have read and have heard on social media, some of those spring breakers have been diagnosed positive with coronavirus, aka COVID 19. Sending prayers out to those spring breakers to understand while we're just having fun, but send prayers out to you. As you know, we all know how it feels to, you know, in spring break time and fun time, but you know, this is really, really serious. We're definitely praying that we find a cure and that the spread slows down. But the postcard, I hope those of you that did get this little flimsy card that I do need to put on my refrigerator, I hope you've read it and not discarded this postcard when it came in your mail. And basically, it's everything that the president and his team, Fauci and all, and Surgeon General discussed during press conferences. Listen and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. Some states are really being serious. They're arresting people. Hawaii is like really serious. I posted an article about Hawaii. In Baton Rouge, there's a church that's still having quite a few churches around the country and world that are still having like services with people that are not practicing social distancing and so on. So this all goes under this first one, this first point. Listen and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay home. Do not go to work. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Contact your medical provider. If you are an older person or have a serious underlying health condition, stay home and away from other people. If someone in your household is tested positive, keep the entire household at home. Even if you are young or otherwise healthy, you are at risk and your activities can increase the risk for others. It is critical that you do your part to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Hence, the spring breakers. Hence, right before air, watching Nightline are my local news. Byron Pitts, who interviewed the Vice President Mike Pence, one of the programs on my late night ABC affiliate Channel 16, are on Byron Pitts' show. It was reported a 6 week old has passed away from coronavirus. How devastating! How devastating. Work or study from home whenever possible. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people. They're being real serious about that. The other day, I rode out public transportation J train and could not enter the bus on front, just like the mayor presented in his press conference. For good reason, you cannot enter the bus on the front, but you can enter through the back. No more than 10 passengers at a time on each bus. Public transportation around the world, essential. That's why buses and railways are still operating, because they're essential for people to get to work and essential activities. And we're social gatherings. And one thing, the stay-at-home order here is essential businesses stay open. Non-essential is closed, including beauty shops, barbershops, tattoo shops. They're all closed down. But and most bars and restaurants, but some bars and restaurants are then open if they can do, if they, their services can include takeout, drive-through, and curbside service. Only way certain bars and restaurants could fail. Okay? So, avoid eating or drinking at bars and restaurants. Use pickup or delivery options. Avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. Talking to one of my good friends who I worked with at McRae's, not many, many years ago, still like really, really good close friends. She and I are just look at each other as true friends. And I'm like, oh, the mall is like at 11 and 7 hours, operating like short hours. She's like, oh, the mall has been closed for like 2 weeks. So I noticed many of the shopping centers have been closed down. So pretty much we've been at a shutdown anyway. So we're just shutting down more non-essential businesses. Do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. Always practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching. Only frequently used items or surfaces. Avoid touching your face, sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Disinfect frequently used items and surfaces as much as possible. Again, let me repeat that. Always practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. Avoid touching your face, sneeze or cough into tissue or the inside of your elbow, and disinfect frequently used items and surfaces as much as possible. And there are many resources that I need to share, but we'll be able to share on the broadcast. And also on my Springer podcast. I'll do a Springer podcast today also. And probably do a Facebook Live. It's been a few weeks since I did a Facebook audio live. And I had stated that I would do a Facebook Live later that day. Definitely need to chit chat to call in to the radio show right now. But prayerfully soon, my God. A significant other with my man, Terry, and I were working on that. And shout out to DC also, who's been sick with the flu. And, you know, he and I are partner up on projects. And he's looking forward to working with Terry and I and so on. But a big shout out to him. So, Mr. Who Dad, and, you know, he's a native of New Orleans. And he spent a lot of time in Mardi Gras. So, he's working on some awesome projects. He has told me about some awesome charity events, projects that he's working on. I won't say more until he's disclosing that info. This big shout out to supporters and naysayers too, but especially the supporters and those of you that send love and especially been listening to the show from the beginning or New listeners, I hope you have been checking out the archive shows from the beginning so you can get a grasp of how the original concept of the program came. So when we come back, we're going to come back full-fledged and in effect. No joke. Chatting in the bathroom. guest co-host on Facebook Live and Instagram stories. It's going to be an amazing experience where we can just communicate and interact with one another on all levels. So thank you, because recently celebrated ninth birthday of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. The first show broadcasted on March 21st, 2011. Thank you. Thank you much for your support and those of you that have accepted my love and support. Thank you. And Blog Talk Radio, thank you, Springer. Thank you, my cohorts here at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Those that inspired me to begin podcasts with Blog Talk Radio, like Brian Q, Marquez's brother, Rent Revolution was one of my favorites. Vane's podcast was one of my favorites. And Little Flip Show, the Flyboy Radio Network, was shows that influenced me early on. Being an on-air personality to WNPR 90.1 in the mid-90s, Charles Evers and his family and staff, the voice of the community. At that time, when I had been blogging all on social media and MySpace and so on, Facebook, I was just happy to find Blog Talk Radio. And you guys, we're going to talk about how Blog Talk Radio began, because it's an amazing story of how Blog Talk Radio began also. But email me. I'll give you two email addresses. Send me awesome music so we can come back strong with an awesome playlist like you guys and ladies love to send. Culture Shock Inc. KULTRESHOK ENT_BATH@yahoo.com. Again, let me repeat. KULTRESHOK ENT_BATH@yahoo.com. And you can also email me at MissBethanyCWilliams@gmail.com. Let me repeat. MissBethany, B-T-H-A-N-Y, CWilliams@gmail.com. Okay, put the shock, ink, _bath@yahoo.com, and it's up to me, cwg.com. Also, thank you for contacting me throughout Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. Still working on getting them LinkedIn. I know I have 500 invites to connect with people to effectively network. YouTube is Culture Shock Inc. KULTRESHOKENT. Thank you for supporting the James Franco Project Group. Also, the Save Dallas page, and I'm so grateful to have Lizzie Ages, who has her own James Franco fan page, but she's an awesome moderator, along with other moderators like Sean, Karen, Joy. Wow, Stacy, Tracy, the list goes on. The amazing moderators and members of that group and the supporters of the Save Dallas page. Those of you that support all the pages and groups that I'm a part of and that I've created, thank you for your love and support and for networking. Culture Shock Entertainment Report has a page, so thank you to those that like and support Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and those of you that also follow and like Big Bad Into Your Life on Facebook and Instagram. We have a Snapchat, but we're never on Snapchat. And we will in the near future be sharing amazing content. He and I both. So we thank you. He does send me pictures and things to say and to share with you guys. And when we're in different counties right now, so when we're together more, we will share more awesome content and our life stories, while at the same time keeping things private. But we appreciate your love and your support. Again, like I said, my sister's birthday was yesterday, April the 1st. Terry, my brother-in-law, Tommy Ellis, Dallas, you guys know, out of Africa Imports, They share a birthday on April the 13th. Also, my brother's son, my nephew, Maurice Bruce, those three guys share a birthday, April the 13th. So, happy birthday to my sister, my cousin Sheila. She celebrated the birthday before my sister, the day before. So, and all my friends and loved ones around the world, you know, celebrating birthdays, sending birthday love out to all of you. I'm watching Williams on the Oz, and she really would like to resume hosting her show. I said one thing about it, she would not cover coronavirus topic. Try to keep it fun, but fun, you know, fun topic, because we all also still need to smile and be happy, because everything is all about coronavirus. But it is important, because our broadcast now most often cover in providing information for coronavirus. When it's back to the format, the proper format, looking forward to many of you calling in and chatting, providing important information also that we need to share, coming on the show also to talk about important topics. Coronavirus, homelessness, and the list goes on. The things that we need to discuss. So, time is almost up. Almost time to conclude the show. But something that I'm looking at, some of my favorite magazines that I get in the mail, like Woman's Day and Shape, and of course, O Magazine. But as I was looking in Woman's Magazine, I ran across a very interesting, a very good article as we talk about the stimulus checks. And they have an article in here regarding organizing our finances. And, you know, usually this time of year, hot topic for this podcast is the topic of spring cleaning. So an article in the April edition of Woman's Day, Happy Spring edition, there's an article entitled Organize Your Finances. And so before we conclude, I'm going to share this, because one thing that they mentioned, that had been mentioned, and also some people, would people waste their stimulus money, or would people do what the government really can people do, pay bills and save, take care of essential things. But this article was printed before coronavirus, but it is important to share this article because it's about organizing our finances. And the article, I'm going to read the article, and it is a Woman's Day. It's tax season, so it's only natural that you have finances on the brain. It's not literally spread out. Over your desk. While you're knee deep in deductions and write offs, why not take care of a little monetary housekeeping? Label your files. Think of this time of year as the perfect reason to do financial spring cleaning. You know, we're always talking about spring cleaning. 2011, since the show premiered, says Marcy Keltler, Vice President of Financial Advice Strategy at Ameriprise. To start, clearly label files and folders, like, say, house expenses and retirement info. Whether you're organizing paper or digital copies. Then locate important documents. Make sure you can put your hands on vital documents like your certificate, marriage certificate, and the deeds to your home and cars. These should be in a fire safe box in a place where you or your loved ones can find them, says Keckler. And then the third point is to automate your finances. Once your files are clearly marked and in order, automate your digital finances as much as possible by enrolling in auto pay for any bills that you expect to incur every month. Also consider setting up automated transfers to your savings account. Yeah, really cool. So if you need help, so just one super financial planner, map out year-round dues. I have a cousin who is a project for West Point. He had one of his West Point books to open a financial firm in Atlanta. I have been since my mom's memorial, but I know he's taken before from Atlanta, Buckhead community to here. But it's important to get this a financial planner. Really one session, and also you can go to YouTube. And we all have friends that are in their profession. You know, schedule an appointment with that friend, and get it done. My new tech preparer, I'm just gonna shout to her, Tim's Tech Solutions, and then my friend who often does my text, Jermaine Patrick, CPA. Just important for us to be self-educated on our finances, but also let the professionals do what they do. I was watching and I share a lot of Robert Kiyosaki and his wife Kim's videos. I shared a video yesterday morning about sole proprietorships and also just people protecting their assets and properly handling their finances. So, you know, check out videos. Schedule appointments, remote appointments. Now we're going through the coronavirus, social distancing, and all of that. But it's important, you know, read up, listen to audiobooks, and so on the topic. And I'm listening to myself talk. Believe me, I'm taking this advice. And also, here it's never too late. Also, but I know it's almost time. Any moment, it's time to conclude the show. Have like a few minutes. Again, thank you. Before concluding, we'll say a prayer. By national leaders, local leaders, by international leaders. First, I say a prayer for local leaders from the book, The Power of Prayer. The prayer of righteousness man is powerful and effective, is the scripture, James 5:16. Lord, I pray that the leaders in our city, in our cities, in the city I'm in, Mara Lumumba, in your city or town, Lord, I pray that the leaders in our cities and local areas would lead with integrity, honesty, and fairness. May they be hungry for your power, not for temporary control of others. May all the people I pray for now lead with justice and grace and mercy as they serve our community for your glory. The mayor, our judges and court officials, members of the police and fire departments, and other civic leaders. So there is a prayer for praying for the state leaders. Wisdom makes one wise. Where scripture I think I need to go see a eye doctor. Wisdom makes one wise man more powerful than 10 rulers in the city. So, Lord, I pray for the men and women in our state government that they will make good policy in humility and godly wisdom. Bless their lives as they balance their work and families. Give them the strength and integrity to govern wisely. May all the people we pray for now be faithful doors of their office and serve the people, and I stayed for the glory of God's name. Our state representatives and senators, our governors of our states, and our state Supreme Court justices. And then the prayer for national leaders is 1 Timothy 2:1-2. I urge, again, I do need to go get my eye checked. All this looking at computers and phones have put an eye strain on my eye. I urge them, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be more for everyone, for the king and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in godliness and holiness. Lord, we pray for our nation's leaders and ask that you would give them the ability to make wise decisions, to govern for integrity and to accomplish their task in ways that build up a nation. May all the people we pray for now bring glory and honor to your name as they serve our country and the world. The president, the vice president, the secretary of state, defense, homeland security, interior, treasury, agriculture, commerce, labor, transportation, energy, education, veteran affairs, health and human services, housing and urban development, the Attorney General, the National Security Advisor, the Director of National Intelligence, and the Supreme Court of Justice. And the hot topic also, the Secretary of Finance, right? Mute President and Republican, Democrat, and Independent leaders for coming together on this amazing $1 trillion package also that's helping so many from individuals, families, small businesses, sole proprietors, big businesses need up too. And some people talk against that, but you know, think about it, the big businesses. They employ many of individuals, and they're signing like so many people checks, and they need to run their business also. And this pandemic is hurting everyone. It has humbled everyone. From the poorest of the poor to the wealthiest of the wealthy, this pandemic has been horrific around the world. So I'm loving the challenge of got the whole world in his hand. That's one thing our late mama always talked about. But you know, put your cares in your hand. So we must do that. We must. The devil's work and come together and find a cure. And at the same time, we have other things that we're dealing with before coronavirus that we're dealing with, good and bad. So it's important for us to be there for one another, you know. Share love to the world, within the world, from within ourselves, and also evaluating what's really important. It's being more compassionate also, and figuring out what's really important. Some stuff we see we need to take inventory, right? Like, wait a second, I need to take inventory and get this out of my inventory, you know, really, for people, places, and things, and how we view ourselves also and view others. But again, thank you for your love and support, and been listening since the beginning. Thank you if you just start listening. Please listen to archive shows so you can see. But thank you for supporting new commentary style formatted shows. Again, sending love out to prayer warriors out there. People pray for me and my family and loved ones and Terry and pray personally, professionally, and set prayers for me, the church that I'm a member of, I haven't been since the fall, the cathedral, and different ministries that I support, and ministries that put me in their prayers, and individuals from people that I've known all my life, to the classmates. Thank you, and I love you. To people that I have admired, thank you for being inspirations to me and those that either love me or don't love me. Thank you. Thanks again for the support. I'm looking forward to us interacting in the near future again. Cousin London's looking forward to returning. Roughneck Ridge is looking forward to returning. Been here from that dude, Mike. And you know, oh my God, no March Madness. You guys know how Mike is with his brackets. My goodness. But, you know, Ridge is working on some awesome projects and lawsuits here in his native Jackson and in Dallas. Big shout out to him, Lisa. But again, another just, you know, happy birthday. Big birthday to my sisters. I know she's going to be celebrating all month. And my love, whose birthday's coming up, and my brother-in-law mentor, owner out of Africa Imports at Trader's Village. Trader's Village been closed for 2 weeks. We closed much longer in life, but definitely contact Tommy because he has an array of soaps. And that's basically what we need. Soap and water. Soap and water. Wash hands. And he predicted a few weeks ago, Vietnam. He told me, you and Terry and others, all wash your hands often. I believe it's going to get worse. And, you know, Dallas is like a future hot spot. And one thing we're trying to slow spread so we won't have so many hot spots, right? So hopefully it won't become footprint for those hot spots. Even Mississippi, the closest being much to become a hot spot, being so close to New Orleans. But again, thank you for tuning in. Email me, holler at me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And hopefully soon I'll be back interacting with you in the LinkedIn community. YouTube, like and follow and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We'll be upcoming content. Thank you for supporting the shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be broadcasting from the Springer broadcast also in the near future to today. I will do my best to broadcast in the Springer and do a Facebook Live so we can interact and talk openly about coronavirus and other important topics. But thank you. And something that I often say, fail to plan, plan to fail. One of my teachers from Hines Community College, class 88, Jerry Roberts, who had been a awesome buyer for Makeway's department stores before she became a teacher at Hines Community College. And she retired many years ago. But I was amazed when Terry and I worked August at a poll station in Raymond at a church near Hines Community College. I seen so many teachers. I had recently heard of teachers that had just retired or just passed away. But some teachers, when I was there in the late 80s, are still teaching at Hines. No joke. No joke. So a big shout out to my alma mater, Hines, Jackson State, New Stage, my friends and fam at Ogle School that have been ready for me to resume my studies, to the schools here, Jackson Public Schools and the schools and colleges around the world and here in Mississippi, to Magnolia and the Institute of Hair, Nails, and Skin in Clinton, Mississippi. But so the kids that are seniors, that's something that's been missing, proms and class days and senior trips. 2020 is definitely making its mark. I knew it would be a big year, but oh my God. We could do without the loss of life, can't we? We sure can. So let's pray for a cure. Let's slow the spread. Let's save lives. Terry, we're effective. Like, I know the screening test, the one that is real effective where they can get diagnosed like in 15 minutes now. But then the vaccines that can prevent or nip it in the bud that are effective and safe that's something Jerry and I, we're like, sign us up for it ASAP. But I had told my doctor, who is well-versed in coronavirus, so you guys check out Dr. McQuinn in Ridgeland, Mississippi. Check his Facebook page out. He's often on CBS affiliate channel 12, also discussing coronavirus and other important topics. Women health, men health, family health. He's a family medicine doctor, so he shares a lot. But he's real versed on coronavirus. Terry and I have been following coronavirus since it hit the international media in December. And he was one of the first doctors in the state to publicly talk about how it originated and safety precautions and all of that. And he was the big news. He's a doctor that one of my late aunts, he was her doctor, and our late mom and I, we've always admired his work. But Terry and I are like, sign us up when things are, so hopefully there's a vaccine, hopefully that malaria. So that's another topic we got to talk about in the near future. The different meds that the president and the surgeon general and medical professionals, Fauci and all, have been discussing. So I could go on and on, but it's time to conclude. Thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. B-True, sending much love out to everyone worldwide, prayers and all. I appreciate you. Thank you for appreciating me. Thank you. God bless America and God bless the entire world. Thank you.